And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. After being wakened in the middle of the night at the New York City jail to be told he had been freed of the charge of murder, Larry Noble has been plunged into another worry by being told that his wife is seriously burned by acid and is now resting in a New York hospital. Now, as Larry is sped to her side in a police car, he hears some of the facts that have been brought about this night of stark surprises. Assistant District Attorney Patterson is sitting beside him on the back seat as the car rushes through the city streets. We hear...
Tell me everything that happened, Mr. Patterson. Don't leave out anything important.
The fact that you're free is all your wife's doing, Mr. Noble. From the first, she's been trying to convince everyone that you weren't guilty of murdering Albert Wilson. But our evidence seems so strong that we discounted her arguments. We put them down to a natural wish to help you.
But how did she suddenly find this important evidence? How was it overlooked by everyone else?
How can anyone explain those things? Apparently, Mrs. Noble arranged to be let into the apartment where Claudia Vincent's been staying.
That's my friend Lester Jordan's apartment. He let her stay there because she promised to testify at my trial. She had us both believing that she could give important testimony to help my case.
And so she could, if she had wanted to tell the truth.
It's obvious she wouldn't do that. When I think of all the weeks I've waited in that cell, wondering if I'd ever be acquitted, wondering who actually killed young Wilson backstage at the Hamilton Theater, and all the time Claudia Vincent knew the answer. All the time she simply played the game of watchful waiting, pretending to be terribly concerned about my safety. Ah, what a fool I've been.
What fools we've all been. If your wife hadn't been convinced that evidence existed to link Claudia Vincent to the murder, you'd have been in court a few hours from now.
I know, Mr. Patterson. But if I had, Mary wouldn't be where she is. At least Mary would be all right.
They're doing everything they can at the hospital.
Well, that can mean a lot or nothing at all. Suppose it isn't enough.
You'll have to steel yourself to wait. It's all you can do now.
Oh, that makes me feel wonderful. Makes me feel just great. To think of Mary lying in the hospital in heaven knows what condition. Because of me. And after the way I've behaved toward her, it's enough to drive a man crazy. Can't this car go any faster than this?
Take it easy, Mr. Noble. We'll be there in a minute.
How did Claudia Vincent get the chance to throw acid in Mary's face? Why wasn't someone protecting her after she found the evidence against Claudia and put it in your lap?
It's a question we've all been asking ourselves. Don't think we're not blaming ourselves with every breath we take. When Mrs. Noble brought the gloves she found among Claudia Vincent's possessions to headquarters, Inspector Ferguson sent them to the crime lab. That's how it was found that the palms were scarred by particles of hemp.
But after that, what happened?
Well, Inspector Ferguson issued a warrant for Claudia Vincent's arrest, and then he hurried right out to pick her up before she could get away.
What was my wife doing with them? Why did they allow her to go along?
She wanted to go. She wanted to be sure Claudia Vincent didn't manage to talk herself out of the arrest. Not that there was any chance of that.
It still doesn't explain how Claudia had a chance to throw acid in Mary's face.
Well, Claudia Vincent agreed to come along quietly. Then she asked to be allowed to go into the next room to get her hat and coat and fix up a bit. It seemed logical enough. But when she didn't return for some minutes, they became alarmed and went into the bedroom. They found the window open, and everyone feared she might have jumped out.
Much better if she had.
Undoubtedly. But the fact is, she was hiding in the closet. And so, when the officers rushed to the window, Mrs. Noble started looking into the closets. That's when Claudia Vincent leapt out and dashed the acid in her face.
Oh, I can't bear to think about it. I feel it's all my fault. I drove Mary to this through my own stupidity.
There's no cause to blame yourself, Mr. Noble. You were in no position to prevent anything that has happened.
I could have prevented it, Mr. Patterson. If I hadn't been so sure of myself, if I hadn't turned against her toward the end, I'll never forgive myself for this. Never. If she recovers, she ought to walk out on me. Never speak to me again.
Here we are. Right through here. I'll wait for you in the entrance. I'll check up with headquarters by phone.
If only she recognizes me. If only it isn't too late.
Several minutes later, a white-faced and tense Larry Noble approaches his wife's hospital room. But he's stopped just outside the door by their close family friend, Maud Marlowe, who's been waiting. And she says...
Oh, Larry, thank heaven you're here.
How is she? Tell me the truth, Maura.
I wish I knew, Larry. It's too soon to tell.
But how does she look? Is she awake? Can I go to her?
Well, she's resting, if you can call it that. They have her under opiates, but she keeps calling out. She's been calling for you, Larry.
Well, then let me get to her right away. Let's not waste any more time.
Now, wait a minute, Larry. Better let me prepare you for the shock.
Shock? What do you mean?
You won't recognize her when you go inside.
Well, in heaven's name, why not? What do you mean, Maud?
Well, she's very heavily bandaged. Now, don't let that startle you too much. It's necessary.
All right, all right. Just let me get to her.
The doctor warned me to be very quiet. I told him I was a close family friend, that I'd lived with you and Mary for a long time, and he said I could wait with her. But I wanted to prepare you before they let you in.
Can't get over it, Maud. How could this happen to Mary? Why didn't someone protect her? Why didn't someone have the sense to know she might be in danger?
How can anyone answer that, Larry? It's happened, and all you can do is hope it'll be all right. They don't know about the burns yet. It's too soon to tell. But even if they have to do skin grafting or surgery, they know so much about it these days.
No, Maud, no. I won't believe that it'd be necessary. Maud, she did this for me. I'll never forget that. She did it to save me. Even though I've behaved like a devil to her these last weeks, with my suspicions, my jealousies. Oh, how can I ever forgive myself for that? How can I ever face myself again, knowing what I brought her to?
You mustn't talk like that, Larry. This is nothing you could have helped. Mary was determined to find the evidence to convict Claudia Vincent, and she did it.
But at what cost? Don't you know I'd rather have taken my chances in court than have this happen to Mary?
Of course I know it, Larry, but it couldn't be. You're free, and that's the important thing to Mary.
Yes, I'm free. I'm safe. Nothing can happen to me. But what about Mary? Let me in there, Maud.
All right, my dear. But remember, be very quiet now. She's resting.
It's good you got here, Maud. You don't know what it means to me to have you to help us through this.
Oh, you knew I'd be here as soon as I found out. Come on now. Let me open the door, and you follow me. Over here. Now be very quiet.
I will. Oh, darling. Oh, my love, why did this have to happen to you?
Why won't they let you come to me, Larry? Why does everybody try to keep us apart?
But I'm here, my sweet. I'm right at your side.
Larry, I heard your voice. I heard you, Larry. Where are you? Why don't you speak to me?
I'm right here, dearest. I'm right at your side. I came at once. Just as fast as I could. Can't you hear me, sweetheart? Can't you understand?
Darling, it's really you. I'm not dreaming now. Am I, Larry? Tell me. Not another dream.
No. No, it isn't a dream, my love. I'm right here at your side. But you must rest. The doctor says you're to rest. And when you're strong, I'll take you back home.
Back home? Larry, say it again.
Yes, darling. I'll take you back to our own home in Rosehaven.
Rosehaven?
Just our own family, darling. We'll all be together. We're going to be very happy. You believe that, don't you?
Don't stop talking, Larry. Let me hear your voice. Tell me about us. How it's going to be. Tell me about going home.
You must try to rest, Mary. You must go to sleep now. And when you wake up, you'll be better, and we can talk.
You won't leave me, Larry. Promise you won't leave me.
No, I won't leave you, dearest. Never. I'll be right at your side till the last day of my life.
Say it again. It makes me so happy.
We'll be happy again, sweetheart. Everything will be better than ever, I promise you. I'll spend the rest of my life trying to make you happy.
Mary appears to be quieter as Larry talks. It's possible that her sleep will be peaceful for a time at least. Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.